Welcome to the studio, Sarah. Could you tell us briefly what you do?
I work for a pharmaceutical company, and my main area of research is schizophrenia.
And what exactly is schizophrenia?
Schizophrenia is a disease of the mind where people have attacks of various different symptoms, such as hallucinations or failure to integrate with people properly.
Do you think that there'll be one silver bullet for schizophrenia? Or do you think it's possible it's a broad spectrum of diseases that fall under the rubric of schizophrenia?
I think we will find eventually that it's actually lots of diseases and lots of causes that are causing what we now term as schizophrenia. The patients, if you look at them, they might have more of one type of symptom than another. And I think maybe we will, when psychologists and psychiatrists look at this, they will probably be able to find that there's actually subsets of schizophrenic patients. And I think that will also help the research side of things, because then we can target particular patient populations a lot better. I don't think there'll be a silver bullet. I think the disease is too complex.
Some people have a negative image of major pharmaceutical companies. What do you think is the reason for this?
So I think one of the reasons is that they do tend to make quite a lot of money, and they charge a lot of money for their drugs. But I think one of the things that is not so well understood is that for every one medicine that makes it to being able to be sold, there are probably about 100 projects that fail in clinic. There are a lot of things that we have to go through to make sure that we're not giving patients drugs that will cause another disease or heart failure or anything else. So we have a lot of safety, and if any one drug during the testing process we think would cause a heart disease or anything, then we have to stop that program. And that research and the attrition that you get in that is very expensive.
What is your view on alternative medicine?
So it's not terribly positive. I think for the main part, it can be quite dangerous, especially if the patient has a serious underlying medical condition. Homeopathy is essentially just giving a patient water or a placebo drug, which will have no effect on a disease whatsoever. There are other types of alternative medicine, so herbal medicine, where they're taking an extract from a plant. So these plants can have major effects on people's physiology. And in fact, some drugs are taken from various different plants. But if you don't understand fully exactly what you're taking, then I think you could really cause yourself some problems.
All right. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
Thank you very much.
Questions. Number 26. What does Sarah suggest about schizophrenia? Number 27. What does Sarah believe about the pharmaceutical industry? Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。